98.1 KZE. MK with you. Mac Doris in the house once again talking about the Ride for Mental Health, which is coming up very soon, isn't it?
It is coming up right around the corner, MK. June 21 and 22 in New Paltz.
How are you feeling? Are you nervous? Are you kind of like putting out fires at this point, or does it run itself?
I'm always getting a little nervous this time of year. There's always a few surprises. Mm-hmm. We have to get approval for our drone use as we video with the drone as well as other cameras and so forth. And I think I have to fill out some new form that the state has. So I have to get in touch with the drone guy at Troop F.
The drone guy.
The drone guy from New York State Troopers.
Look out for the drone guy.
So there's always something. There's always something.
Yeah. I mean, it's a huge event. We've talked about it here on the station a bunch of times, but for the uninitiated, do you want to give us a little overview of what the ride is and what it's all about?
Absolutely. Thank you. We started the Ride for Mental Health in 2017. Unfortunately, we lost our middle son, Eric, to his battle with mental illness in 2016. And about a year after he died, I went online looking for rides for mental health and found almost none in the entire United States. So we decided it was time to start one. And it has grown a little bit every year. This year, we're hoping to get as many as 500 riders in person. It's a two-day event. You can ride Saturday or Sunday or both. The most popular thing that people do is we have a variety of routes, from a 14-mile rail trail route to a 25-road route, a 50-mile north road route that goes up to the Ashokan Reservoir and back to the fairgrounds, and a 50-mile south. The most popular thing is people sign up for the 50 north on Saturday. We have a dinner for all the riders on Saturday evening and for the volunteers. And then they come back on Sunday and ride the 50 south. So they get 100 miles over 2 days, which is a great way to do it.
Yeah, I always think, you know, you've done a great job setting up and planning these routes, because there really is something for every level. You know, for obviously for the hardcore riders, you know, folks who do this a lot and know what they're doing and are ready for it, you can do the full 100 miles in the weekend. And I know you say the 50 north is kind of the more challenging of the two. If you want to push yourself a little, but you're not quite ready for that, you can also do the 50 south, which is, I think you said, the less strenuous route.
Absolutely. It has 1,000 feet less climbing. The big difference is you do not have to climb up over the gunks.
Okay. That's a big difference.
The 50 north at the end of that ride, you have to come up over the gunks from the High Falls west side.
Oh boy. Yeah. That's, and at the end of the ride too, so you're already kind of gassed.
And they all seem to make it though, which is great. And when it's hot, we have people standing on the hill giving out cold, wet towels.
Smart.
To put on their necks and so forth.
Smart,
so that's
smart.
A really good thing.
And then of course, next step down is the 25-mile route, and is that how challenging would you say that is? Is that like a good intermediate route?
You know, I think that's a very good intermediate route, although I have several people who probably haven't ridden a bike for a while, and they sign up for the 25, and afterwards they come up and say they want to kill me. But that's really not such a bad route, but still people should prepare for it and do a few bike rides before they come out and ride 25 miles. It's a roll, I would call it rolling, so it's not really steep hills or anything, but just rolling kind of terrain.
You can have some uphill, some downhill.
But then again, people can always opt for the rail trail, which is perfectly flat.
Very accessible.
Somebody will say it's maybe got a 0.5% incline here or there. But
that's a ride that I've done a number of times. That's the one I'm familiar with. It's very, very accessible. I mean, and this is a ride, you know, that this is not... it's not really a race per se,
no,
right?
No, it's not a race at all.
Yeah.
And people are just, for the most part, everybody's a recreational rider. Some people are stronger than others. And some people are younger, which helps and go faster. But the rail trail is a great option. That rail trail is also a great option for families. We really encourage families, and we kind of have a special fee for registration for families to ride the rail trail.
Oh, cool.
So a family of four can pay $100 and everybody's registered to ride the rail trail that way, which is great.
And if your kids are little enough, I know some of my friends have those great little wagons that you can hitch onto your bike, you know, and you can tow your toddler. We've done that a couple of times with my friend's kid. I think she's maybe big enough to ride her own bike now, but when she was littler, we would ride down the trail and she would be in her little princess carriage, and then we'd all get a beer except for her, and then we'd ride back.
Those things are great. And when I see them when I'm riding on the rail trail, I take a good look inside, because I'm never quite sure if it's a kid or a dog.
Yep, exactly.
Because sometimes they have the dogs in there. And then when the kids are a little older, there's this hitch that you can basically put on your own bike where once the child's old enough to sit on the saddle and pedal a little bit, it kind of makes your bike into a tandem. Mm. And they have a little sort of one wheel thing that hitches to the back of your bike.
That's pretty cool. That's a good seat tube and mid-step between being towed and riding their own.
Exactly. Although I think sometimes when I see those bikes, I see the kid coasting in the back and mom or dad's doing all the work up front.
And you yell at them, hey, step it up.
Yeah. So there's all kinds of options for a ride. And we really just want to see people come out. Yeah. You know, one of the goals of the ride is to help us erase the stigma associated with mental illness. And it's a great, great thing to just have people come out and participate, not only as riders, but we also need roughly 150 volunteers to make the weekend a success. And that's a great way to have fun and spend a few hours with your friends, your family, bring them out, you know, staff a rest stop for a few hours.
Especially, yeah, if the cause is important to you, and I know the cause is important to a lot of folks out there, it's very personal to a lot of us, but maybe you're not, you know, capable of riding a bike, or maybe it's just not your thing, but you want to help out, volunteering is a great way to get involved.
Absolutely. And we have lots of jobs. We can always find jobs for people. We also have lots of cowbells for people to ring.
Oh, and, fun.
And so as riders come into rest stops, there's a lot of cowbell ringing that goes on and so forth. You know, my wife and her friends make cookies for the riders. They're basically deposited all the rest stops. I think we have about 8 rest stops. So you can, you know, if you're riding, you have some amazing food at the rest stops, not just the usual bananas and watermelon, and Scratch Labs is providing hydration.
Cool.
Which is terrific. But the homemade cookies are really good.
That's a nice touch. Because, I mean, it truly is a homemade event. You know,
it is a very much homemade event. And so much so that the most of the riders, I think, stop at every rest stop. The rest stops are spaced 12 and a half miles apart. And if I were to go on a 50-mile ride, I think yesterday, I just did a 41-mile ride with friends, and we don't stop anywhere.
Right.
But when we do the ride for mental health, we stop every 12 and a half miles and have cookies and bananas and so forth.
Because it's more of a day of, like, community and, you know, it's a day of community and coming together for this cause.
It's great fun, and all the volunteers love seeing all the riders, and we love seeing the volunteers. So it works both ways. It's really fun.
Yeah. This is the Ride for Mental Health that we're talking about. That's coming up on June 21st and 22nd, the Saturday and Sunday. RideForMentalHealth.org is the website that'll give you all of this information and where you can sign up as well. I want to talk a little bit about what else is new this year, if you would. Just give me kind of the rundown of what we might not know about.
Well, the biggest thing that's new for this year is that we have 2 former Olympians joining us this year. Nelson Vales is coming from California. He won a silver medal in the 84 games. He was a sprinter, so he won the silver in the match sprints on the track. And so he's a very talented rider, a little older now, but still very talented. And another fellow who is a 3-time Olympian, 13-time national champion, Wayne Stetna, is coming. I used to see Wayne at my races back in the 70s and early 80s. The difference was Wayne was in the Category 1 races, and I was in the Category 3-4 races.
Nothing wrong with that. I've never been in a race at all, so, so you're doing better than me.
So I never got to talk to him, and there's no way I could keep up with him. But his whole family is sort of a dynasty of racing.
Awesome.
He and his brother Dale were great racers. They also participated because they went to University of Indiana. Wayne won, if you saw the movie Breaking Away, Wayne won that race, the little 500, with his fraternity team twice.
Oh, amazing.
That team. And the first year he said he rode 140 of the 200 laps himself.
Wow.
And they won in a sprint. And the second year he said they won by 3 laps, which was a big strategic mistake, because then the student body then disqualified in the future anybody who was a Category 1 or 2 racer.
Oh.
So he was done with the little 500.
Yeah.
But he's a great guy. He worked in the bike industry for 35 years or so for Shimano and then SRAM, and now he's retired, and he lives in North Carolina, in the hills of North Carolina. And I think he's probably going to ride maybe the 100 when he comes up.
Okay. For an insane moment, I thought you were going to say he was going to ride out here from North Carolina to do the ride.
That would be something.
He could do it, I'm sure, if he wanted to.
I'm sure he could. And Nelson says that Nelson's not going to ride the 100, but Nelson will probably ride a 50.
Yeah.
But he says Wayne is really in shape.
Beautiful.
So Wayne probably do the 100.
Yeah.
So that's the big new thing for this year. Again, we'll have the dinner for all the riders and volunteers on Saturday evening, which is really nice. It's not a hamburgers and hot dogs kind of meal. It's a salmon and really nice salads. And we have a singer and guitar player for an hour, like a cocktail hour kind of thing. Although this year we've been told that the town no longer permits the use of alcohol in their parks. So
okay.
We're going to have a mocktail hour this year, which
sure.
is fine.
Yeah.
I just picked up 6 cases of cider from the Brooklyn Cider Company, but it's non-alcoholic cider. So I'm psyched to try that.
Yeah, they make great cider.
And I'm sure we're going to get some other donations from the Mountain Brauhaus. That's non-alcoholic beer. And maybe we're going to get some mocktail stuff from them.
Great.
As well. Those are the big new things, I think, for this year.
Let's talk strategy. So for folks who are like, you know what? Yes, I want to do this. What's the right thing to wear? What's the best kind of bike to have for these rides? Do you have any kind of gear recommendations?
Boy, oh boy. There's lots of choices. I think it is important, and it's really comfortable, even though if it seems odd if you haven't worn bike shorts before.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is you don't wear anything underneath them. So it's kind of like wearing underwear, and you're out there in your underwear riding a bicycle. But they're very comfortable. They have this chamois pad that you're sitting on, and it's a way to avoid a lot of chafing and getting a rash and so forth. So that's the number one article of clothing. We actually give all the riders a really nice Hincapie designed cycling jersey. So that's a great thing. We also give them socks. You can ride in your sneakers. Once you graduate to clip-in pedals, that's a great thing. And then you have bike shoes that clip in.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not used to that, that's a little tricky. The first time you use them, you usually fall once, but never again because you forget to unclip.
Right.
And bikes, this would be basically most of the rides are on the road. So a road bike is the best kind of bike, but there's a zillion options. There are people in New York City that have $13,000 bicycles and no cars.
Yeah.
But you do not have to spend $13,000
on
a bike.
You can find
a really good, decent bike on Craigslist. The main thing is that it fit you, that it fits you. That's not too tall or too short, and that you can step over the top tube and so forth.
If somebody out there is listening and, would really like to participate this year and would like to challenge themselves, but maybe don't have, a road bike, maybe they've got like an old mountain bike. What would your advice for that person be? Maybe stick to the rail trail route, or what do you think?
I'd say either stick to the rail trail, or if you're a fairly strong rider, do the 25.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to have a problem if you're a strong rider doing the 25 on a mountain bike.
Yeah.
So either one works.
Cool.
Fine.
Good to know. So nobody's going to look at me sideways if I show up with my mountain bike for the 25.
We thought you were going to ride the North 50 with a mountain bike.
Oh, God. I can't believe. That was a few years ago. I had a moment of insanity. And then I think I worked a wedding the night before. And I did actually sign up and I made the donation and I was happy to do it. And then, I had a gig the night before and I woke up the next morning like, what was I thinking? This is not going to happen.
Well, one year we're going to get you out there.
You will. I want a road bike is the thing. I think that I'm not a strong enough rider to tackle it on my mountain bike. So I would like to at least do the 25 one of these days, but I do intend to invest in a road bike within the next year or two.
That's good. I think you need it.
Yeah.
You look like a cyclist, so I think it's just
I'm a skier.
Yeah. It's the same. A lot of the same muscles.
I guess.
Greg LeMond was a skier who turned to cycling.
Yeah.
He won the Tour de France, and I think it might have been an injury in skiing that had him go to cycling for rehab, and then he turned out to be a pretty good cyclist.
Well, I know a lot of skiers and boarders love mountain biking in the off season, but I have not. I haven't really fully delved into that. I've done a little bit. I've dabbled. I like it, but it feels a lot higher risk to me than falling on snow. Falling on rocks, a little scarier than falling on snow.
Yeah, single track mountain bike. I've given up the single track mountain bike. I'll ride a gravel bike.
Yeah.
Where I live in New Paltz, We have great either rail trails. We also have access to the Mohonk Preserve and to Minnewaska State Park with lots and lots of trails that are basically like, you know, hiking trails that are wide, not single track stuff. And it's great with the gravel bikes.
Yeah, yeah. So this is the Ride for Mental Health. As you can hear, there's all different kinds of ways to do it. You don't have to be a professional or even like an enthusiast. As long as you are comfortable enough on a bike, there's an option for you. And if you're not and you'd still like to get involved, is there still time to sign up to volunteer?
Absolutely. We take sign up for volunteers and riders all the way up to the weekend of.
Okay, great.
So that's that is no problem at all. And one thing I should also mention, MK, is that we created a special code to save $50 off the registration fee for you guys. WKZE 2025. If you want to register as a rider, we'll save you $50 off the registration fee.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
It's a new thing.
That
WKZE
is
WKZE 2025.
You just surprised me with that. That's so cool. That's yeah. So hey, if you want to sign up to and volunteer as well.
Well, the volunteer is free.
Free, right.
The volunteer is actually the best deal around because you don't have to pay a nickel and you get a free dinner Saturday evening.
Salmon and salad.
It's great.
One of my favorite meals, actually. Yeah, that's incredible. WKZE 25?
2025.
WKZE 2025, $50 off registration for the Ride for Mental Health. And again, you know, the year that I signed up and then wasn't able to do it, I was more than happy to, you know, have already paid the fee because, like, it's an incredible cause. It's a cause that's really important to me. You know, I myself am on buckets of antidepressants and, you know, there's folks in my family who have struggled as well. And it's, and yeah, like, I will candidly say things like that on the radio because it is really important to just, you know, just get it all out there. It's a thing that so many people struggle with. And the more we talk about it, the less, you know, we have to hide it.
Yeah. And that's one of the things the ride does is, you know, even our logo on our jerseys, people ask about that from time to time. And it's a great way to open a conversation about mental health. And people often tell me when I knock on doors for sponsors and so forth, a story about their family and the issues that they've had with, you know, a child or a relative or a friend. But it's kind of everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I should also mention in case someone wants to sign up to ride, but they unfortunately have a conflict, they're going to be out of town, they can still sign up to be a virtual rider and we'll send them a jersey and they'll get a donation page.
Yeah.
And people don't have to raise funds for riding, but we certainly encourage them to send an email blast out to their contacts and just mention that they're doing the ride or that they're involved in this and please consider making a donation. But yeah, somebody who's going to be away for the weekend can sign up as a virtual rider and they'll get a jersey and also a donation page.
Awesome. Mac Doris, the Ride for Mental Health, that's June 21st and 22nd this year. And I guess we should say also where the money goes.
The bulk of the money goes to McLean Hospital. It's year in, year out rated the number one psychiatric hospital in the country. It's located in Belmont, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. And we've also started giving to a couple of local nonprofits in New Paltz, the New Paltz Youth Program and the Maya Gold Foundation. We've given each of those $5,000 a year for the last 3 years now.
Really cool. Awesome. Mac, is there anything else we should know about the ride this year?
I think you've covered everything, MK.
We're thorough. We're pros at this point.
It's a well-oiled machine.
Just like a bike. The gears are turning. It's the Ride for Mental Health. Rideformentalhealth.org is the website. Plenty of time left to sign up to ride at whatever level you're comfortable or, of course, to volunteer, which is also an incredible experience. Rideformentalhealth.org. Mac, great to see you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, MK.
We got Rubble Bucket with bikes for the Ride for Mental Health.